Welcome to Wall Street Unspun with your host, Peter Schiff.
But it's a giant bubble in search of a pin, and it's going to find
one.
Are
you confused with the ups and downs of the economy and what it means to you?
Don't believe the propaganda, and that's what it is. When you're listening to an analyst on a lot of these popular financial shows, you're not getting investment advice. You're getting propaganda.
Get ready to untangle the web of misinformation provided by the mainstream media.
These firms are trying to sell you stocks. Their real clients, their banking clients, are trying to get rid of stock.
And now, here's your host of Wall Street Unspun, the president of Euro Pacific Capital and a licensed broker with a passion for truth. It's Wall Street Unspun with Peter Schiff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another live episode of Wall Street Unspun. I'm Peter Schiff, the president of Euro Pacific Capital, your host for the show. And please do call in. The telephone number to call, toll free, 888-678-9597, 888-678-9597. And the lines are open, so please call clients and potential clients alike. The lines are open. I welcome your questions and your comments. A lot to talk about again. A lot has happened this week. I'd say the most significant event, there's probably two. One is the surging price of gold, which, as you know from listening to this program, I have been pounding the table on gold for over a year since this program first began. And more recently, I pointed out a month or two ago about gold's breakout, and I started talking about how urgent it was that people buy gold because I thought it was very significant that we saw a breakout of gold in terms of the euro, the Swiss franc, the yen, but I thought it was particularly impressive that gold garnered its strength from weakness not in the dollar, but of weakness in the euro, which I thought was very ominous. Anyway, today gold was up another $8 or so. It closed at about $470 an ounce. $470 an ounce. And it's going higher. I mean, it looks to me like it's going higher. We're in the euro right now, we're at 385 euros. Remember, the breakout level in the euro was 350 euros to the ounce. We're now 385 euros. We're 35 euros above the breakout level. This is a very significant development. And what's even more interesting or significant than the breakout in gold is how the media completely dismisses it. You know, on CNBC the other day, when gold was at a 17-year high, when they pointed out basically what I think Mark Haynes said, I think it was Haynes or one of the other hosts, said, well, that just shows you how bad an investment gold is. It's the same price it was 17 years ago. No one's making any money in gold for 17 years. That's what he said. Well, apparently Mr. Haynes hasn't talked to any of my clients because I haven't been buying it for my clients for 17 years. I've only been buying it for 6 years. And for the last 6 years, the price of gold has almost doubled. And during that time, the NASDAQ that these guys like so much has been cut in half. So who's not making any money? People that have been sitting in NASDAQ stocks for 6 years? Or people have been in gold. You know, they like to conveniently point to the absolute peak of gold prices and say, the price is below that peak level. Well, I mean, who's been foolish enough to have held gold for the last 16 years? The smart money was buying gold in the last several years, and they've been doing very, very well. And I think we've got a long way to go in this bull market for gold, and not only gold, but other commodities as well, because we're now in a big bear market in the dollar, which brings me to the second most significant event, and I think that is, again, George Bush's Marshall Plan that he announced last week for the Gulf of Mexico, and especially in light of this new Hurricane Rita that is now a Category 5 storm in the Gulf of Mexico, headed for the Gulf Coast of Texas, which is, I heard, is now something like the fourth or the fifth most powerful storm ever registered in history, and it's going to hit. If it hits anywhere near Houston, Galveston, Houston, the damage could be enormous. And again, George Bush has already promised to just put this whole the financial tab right on the U.S. government, which means on the American taxpayer. But since they promised not to raise taxes, they're going to pay for all this stuff with inflation, which means the people who are going to pay for the hurricane damage are the people unfortunate enough to have U.S. dollar savings. People who have money in the bond market and money in the bank account and the CD, These people are going to suffer. They're going to be made to pick up the tab for Katrina because the Bush administration and Congress don't want to raise taxes or cut spending. They just want to print the money, and they're just going to debase the dollar. And, you know, this is a terrible precedent. I heard the president today making a speech on television. He promised the hurricane victims new homes and jobs. I mean, where's all this going to come from? The government's going to start giving out jobs and giving out homes to people? I mean, what kind of country are we living in now? And, you know, this is very, very dangerous a time, a very dangerous time to be an American, but a very dangerous time to be a saver. You know, the value of your savings are under assault from this type of program. And that is what gold is telling you. Gold going up every day this week, gold at $470 an ounce and rising, that's telling you something. You know, it's not to be dismissed lightly. You know, again, on the popular television shows, when they do mention gold now, and they are mentioning it finally, but they are trying to, you know, rationalize why it's rising. Nobody wants to admit that it's rising because there's an inflation problem, there's a lack of confidence. So they're trying to rationalize other excuses, you know, increased jewelry demand out of India. I mean, you think the Indians are really buying that much more gold jewelry, that the price of gold is surging because some people in India, there's more demand for jewelry? That's ridiculous. You know, that's like, you know, gold is typically the canary in the coal mine. And basically what we got a situation is the canary just dropped over dead. And instead of hightailing it out of the mine, the miners are looking around trying to figure out if the canary died of natural causes and why the canary is no longer breathing. You know, that's not the case. I mean, you want to get out of that mine, you know, because you don't want to try to make excuses for why the canary has died. That's why he's there in the first place. Well, gold is the canary in the monetary coal mine, and, you know, it's dead. And that's why you're seeing these surging prices. And we're still recommending gold and gold bullion. And the best way to buy gold, I think, is through the Perth Mint Certificate Program that we sell at Euro Pacific Capital. The reason we sell it is because I think that's the best way to buy it. You know, I looked around to try to find the best vehicle for my clients to own gold, and I found this program, and I signed up to be a dealer. And it's the most convenient, cost-effective way for you to own gold and have it stored in a safe place outside the United States. And it, you know, the Perth Mint is a 100-year-old mint, and it's owned by the government of Western Australia. There's information on the program on my website at www.europac.net, www.europac.net. If you have an account with us, just talk to any of the brokers at Euro Pacific Capital. They know the program. They can help you purchase certificates for both gold, silver, or platinum. If you don't have an account, if you're just interested, call up and ask for Danielle Dwyer. She's in charge of the Perth Mint program. She can be reached at 800-727-7922, 800-727-7922. You know, if you're thinking about buying gold, don't think about it. Buy it. The price is going higher, and I think it's headed a lot higher. And so you don't want to hesitate. You don't want to be buying it above 500, which I think if you don't own gold, that's what you're going to be doing. But if you have to pay $500, then that's what you got to pay, because I think it's going a lot higher than that. But this is a significant, do not underestimate the significance of this breakout in the price of gold. And actually, the breakout was some time ago. We're just finally confirming that breakout with the most recent surge. But this is evidence of a loss of confidence around the world in paper currencies in general, but in the dollar in particular. This is an ominous sign for the U.S., which depends more than any other country in the world on confidence in paper currency, because that's what we issue in exchange for our imports. So we are, you know, in trouble here, and people have to understand the sign and act. And also, you know, on the energy front, oil prices are continuing to surge, and here we go again with another hurricane coming through the Gulf, going up near where our refining capacity is. And, you know, the reason that oil prices and that gas prices and heating oil prices are going to be going up so much is not necessarily because a hurricane came in and knocked out some capacity. It's because we haven't built any refineries in this country in 40 years. The fact that we left ourselves so vulnerable to these type of disruptions in the first place, that's the problem. Instead of building refineries, we were building dot-coms and telecom companies that nobody needed. You know, if we would have been investing money in real infrastructure, like refineries, we wouldn't be so vulnerable to these hurricanes. And it seems to me, based on last year and this year, that the weather patterns, at least temporarily, have changed somewhat, and I don't know that this is going to be an aberration. These types of hurricanes coming through the Gulf of Mexico could be the norm for, I don't know, for 5 more years or 10 more years. Who knows? And you know, the crazy thing is, if they're the norm, you know, Bush today was talking about these expenditures, or someone from the Bush administration. I saw him on CNBC. And, you know, at the same time they were talking about spending all this money on rebuilding the Gulf, they were talking about, you know, their goal of cutting the budget deficit in half over the next, you know, some odd years, which is, I mean, they shouldn't just try to cut it in half. They should try to eliminate it completely. But they said that, or this representative said, well, you know, this deficit spending on the hurricane isn't going to change anything because it's just a one-time event, and so it's really not going to impact the budget. Now, number one, the reason why it won't impact the budget is because they'll keep it off budget. That's how they'll score it. They'll say, well, it's a one-time event, so we don't have to count it. Well, the problem is they have these one-time events every year, every single year. I mean, you just can't keep dismissing these routine one-time events. Sure, we're never going to have another Hurricane Katrina, but here's Hurricane Rita. Is Hurricane Rita a one-time event? You know, and then, you know, what about other natural disasters? What about a flood? What about a fire, a wildfire? What about an earthquake? You know, what about an act of terrorism? I mean, it seems like every single year there's some disaster happening that requires a one-time expenditure by the government. They just can't keep pretending that these one-time expenditures are not a part of federal spending when they happen, routinely year after year after year. And it seems like they keep stepping it up a notch. You know, every time there's a disaster, the government has to spend even more money, on the people who who are in harm's way. And you know, I'm not, you know, obviously, you know, I feel for these people who have lost assets and certainly lost lives or lost family members, but it is not the government's responsibility to rebuild people's homes or repair their lives. It's individuals' responsibility to take care of themselves, and people need to plan in advance. They need to have insurance. And if they're living in areas that are prone to flooding and they can't get insurance, they shouldn't be living in those areas in the first place. That's the problem. You know, the problem is you've got all these government subsidies that encourage people to build and reside in areas that are prone to these types of disasters, where if the government was out of the way, market forces would make sure that poorer people did not live in these areas, and that if wealthy people wanted to build beach homes in hurricane areas, that they would have adequate funds to rebuild them every time they got washed away, that they wouldn't be looking to the federal government to tax people in other communities who can't afford beach houses. Maybe they can't even afford any house, and to tax them to repair the McMansion on the oceanfront from somebody that happened to build their little mansion in a known hurricane or flood zone. But that's, you know, a whole topic of moral hazard and getting into what the constitutional role of government is. What I'm looking at right now is not the constitutional role or the political picture, but economically, what is this type of government spending, without tax cuts, without tax increases or other spending cuts, what does it mean to us financially? And it means inflation. It means the debasement of our currency. It means the cost of living is going to go up, and it means the value of financial assets is going to go down. Now, the U.S. stock market's had a couple of tough days these last 2 days, and, you know, I am surprised that the stock market is still at this lofty level. I mean, it really, really should have, you know, fallen rather significantly, and it's just a complete case of complacency on the part of equity investors to be ignoring this incredible damage from the hurricanes, even more incredible damage from the Bush, from Hurricane Bush, in this federal spending program, the surging price of gold. The market is ignoring the surging price of energy. They're basically ignoring accelerating inflation and economic weakness. The stagflation scenario is playing out perfectly right before the eyes of the equity traders. Stagflation is about the worst possible scenario for the stock market because it means earnings are suppressed, but interest rates keep rising. That's the worst of all possible worlds, yet the stock market is not even going down. I would say once, you know, rationalization catches up with the market, you know, this market could just fall, drop out of bed. I mean, maybe we could have another crash. I mean, we're coming into the, you know, this is September, we're coming into October. I mean, the conditions are as ripe as I've ever seen them for a stock market crash. And no one's talking about it, but I think it's a very distinct possibility. And people need to prepare for it and be ready for it. Meanwhile, the telephone lines are open. All right, I don't have any callers yet. Hopefully it doesn't mean nobody's listening. But give me a call if you're listening, you want to make a comment, you want to ask me a question about anything that happened in the market this week, what we think might happen next week. Give me a call. The number is 888-678-9597, 888-678-9597. You know, also last week we had a number that came out on Friday. It was the consumer confidence number. And consumers' confidence collapsed. It was the biggest decline I think I've ever seen. And consumer confidence is now at the lowest level since 1992. It was a plunge in the index, which should be another negative. And I think the most interesting thing was that even though consumer confidence plunged, bond prices went down. Bond prices went down on Friday. They went down a lot. Normally you would have expected the opposite. But gold was up, and I think, you know, I've been talking about this in my last commentary, but I think that the markets are now reacting to gold, not the government. If you look at my commentary on my website from last week entitled Gold or the Government, Which Do You Believe? You know, last week we got these inflation numbers where the core inflation numbers were basically nothing, either zero or up one-tenth of 1%. We had the government trying to convince us there was no inflation. But gold was telling us in crystal clarity that there's plenty of inflation. And the title of my article was basically, who should we believe? Should we believe government or should we believe gold? And, of course, anybody listening to this program knows which one of those two indicators I'm more likely to believe, and it's certainly gold. And I think gold, you know, gold obviously doesn't have an ulterior motive or an agenda. You know, gold's gold. The government has a vested interest in pretending there's no inflation, and that's exactly what they're doing. But with consumer confidence numbers plunging, with interest rates rising, with gold accelerating, the economy weakening, you know, this is really a ripe condition for the stock market to be going down, and it is kind of amazing that it's not. But don't take that as a sign that, oh, you know, the stock market is so strong, it's taking this in stride, it's taking all this bad news, and don't think this is some bullish sign that the market is going up. Hardly. I think if the market was going up, it would have went down, because markets usually like to go down before they go up so they can shake out some of the weaker holders. You know, I think the fact that it's sitting here giving people chances to buy it, I think it's really setting up for a big drop. Anyway, we finally have a caller on the line. We've got Steve calling from up in Canada. Go ahead, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question for me?
Well, actually, I got a comment on gold, one of my favorites. But people on the TV and that, they don't understand gold. You know, you have insurance on your car, you have insurance on your house, you have insurance on everything. You got to think of gold as insurance on your portfolio, and how much gold you should hold at the time depends on what's happening. Like maybe now you should hold 70% gold, or at other times you should hold 5% gold. And that's the way I look at it. It's just an insurance policy. It's an insurance policy on your portfolio, something that...
One way to look at it, that's the way a lot of people have historically looked at it, and I think it's interesting that over the past 5 or 10 years, you know, no one's looked at it that way. I mean, if you went back to a stock portfolio or money manager in the 1970s or the 1980s, it was very common for a typical mainstream Wall Street professional to have an allocation towards gold. And by the mid-1990s, nobody did that anymore. People looked at you like you were from outer space if you wanted to have any gold in your portfolio for insurance. And I think that was just a sign of maximum, what's the word I'm looking for? Maximum complacency.
Yes, right. And especially in today's world, now, whatever insurance policy you need, feel comfortable with, that's what you need, you know. And also another thing was they had the former Fed guy, Alan Blinder, who said that gold has been a lousy investment. And I felt like saying so has been, so if you bought tech stocks in the year 2000, that's been a lousy investment.
I tell you, though, over time, though, if somebody buried gold bullion in the ground 50 years ago, and if someone buried, U.S. dollar bills in the ground, the person who buried gold has a lot more purchasing power today than the person who buried dollar bills. So gold has been a much better investment than U.S. currency, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I don't know what holds the market up, like the stock market.
Stupidity?
I don't know. These things all come to, they all come to roost. One day we'll just be sitting there and bang. It'll just happen.
The day is coming soon, and hopefully clients of Euro Pacific Capital are prepared. I'm just hoping I have enough time to get some additional clients before the bottom drops out.
Yeah. No, I think you're doing a good job there. That's for sure.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, okay, Peter. Take care.
Okay. It was nice to hear from our friends up in Canada. Pretty soon the Canadian dollar this week hit a new, 13, 14, 15-year high. I'm losing track. But I think sometime soon, maybe even by next year, the Canadian dollar could be worth more than the U.S. dollar. Ain't that going to be something? Instead of Americans trying to slip Canadian quarters in the vending machines, it's going to be Canadians trying to get away with slipping cheap American quarters up in their vending machines. Anyway, I know we've got a caller on hold. Let me pause and take a quick break to play a commercial for Euro Pacific, and we'll pick back up for the caller at the other end of the break.
Euro Pacific Capital is an independent brokerage firm on a mission to inform its client base and prospective clients about economic and market events that could affect their financial security. Euro Pacific Capital seeks to provide solutions which are intended to provide safety, not risk. Solutions designed to protect our clients and their families from the U.S. government and its inflationary practices. The time to act is now, while you still have the opportunity to get your money out of the dollar. It's legal to do so, and after a consultation with one of Euro Pacific's brokers, you will understand how this decision could ensure your financial security. We offer a full array of services ranging from retirement and trust accounts to complete financial planning, checking accounts with or without debit cards, and life insurance, even annuities. With our independent, no-nonsense investment advice that's a cut above the run-of-the-mill commentary that is passed for research for far too long on Wall Street, we suspect investors will find a home at Euro Pacific Capital.
Well, we're back, and on the commercial break, I just happened to be noticing December gold up another $4.50, $4.77. That's a new record. Spot gold is right now trading at $4.72.60, and silver is at $7.43. There's a buy if I've ever seen one. Silver is still very, very cheap. Especially relative to gold, but certainly relative to, stock market or something like that. But silver is a real buy, too, and I would, again, look at the Perth Mint certificates, silver certificates. And, again, call our office and get information on the Perth Mint at 800-727-7922 and talk to Danielle Dwyer if you don't have an account. If you have an account, just talk to any of the Euro Pacific Capital brokers that you've been in contact with. We're all knowledgeable on the Perth Mint, and we can all help you buy it. Anyway, let's go back to the telephones. Jack is on the line from Anaheim. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, I was going to ask you a couple questions. What foreign currency ideas do you have besides the Canadian dollar and shorting the U.S. dollar? And with a bond market, do you recommend shorting the bond market over the long term? And if so, what ideas do you have in that area?
I haven't encouraged my clients to short things. That's more speculative. And I do believe there's more potential being long foreign assets than being short domestic assets.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually less risk attached to it. Are you a client of ours?
No, I am an investor, however, and have quite a bit in energy, but I'm looking to diversify, and I'm not so sure gold is what I want to do, but I like some of the currency plays. I do have some gold.
Yeah, what we're
not very, and I'm not very sure about the bond market.
Are you a listener to the program?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what we're doing is investing around the world in the countries where I think the currencies are the most stable or have the best fundamentals behind them are least likely to lose value. And so we're investing in a lot of the commodity-based economies, not only in Canada, but a lot in New Zealand and Australia. We're investing in the growth economies, not the emerging markets so much as the developed mature markets in Asia, like Singapore and Hong Kong. And we're also investing in Europe. We're investing in Switzerland. We're investing in the Netherlands, in France, in the UK. We're trying to create a diversified portfolio of conservative investments denominated in foreign currencies, and most importantly, that pay high dividends in those foreign currencies. That way you get income from your investments. The dividends are a sign that you're buying value, you're not buying hype. And, you know, and it's a great way to get exposure to these currencies. And if you don't have an account, you should give us a call and explore opening one up.
I see the opportunity in Canada, but I'm not so sure about resources in Europe. The euro hasn't done very well vis-a-vis the dollar, and I imagine it's more stable, but I don't. It hasn't been.
And when you
know, because of the
I think the euro
situation
against the dollar, and you know we're underweight Europe. We have been for many years, but we still have some European exposure.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it, but we get some diversified, you know, different countries, and you know you can decide which countries you want to include in your portfolio and which ones you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely should give us a call. You're out in California. We have an office in Newport Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call. The number toll-free is 800-727-7922, 800-727-7922, the toll-free number for the California office.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Jack, well, thanks for listening, and keep on listening. And have you been to my website yet?
Yes, I have.
All right, great.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Now, too, you know, we've got basically, we have four offices, actually, right now for Euro-Pacific Capital. I am in the Connecticut office in Darien, and right now the toll-free number for the Connecticut office is 888-377-3722, 888-377-3722. But also our newest office is up in Phoenix. And, you know, John Catalfio initially was in the California office, went back to Phoenix. He was working on his own, basically from Phoenix, and just recently opened up an office, and that office is going to be growing, and it's doing really well. And if anybody is in that area and you want to call the Phoenix office directly, the toll-free number for the Phoenix office is 800-727-6435. It's 800-727-6435. 6435. In fact, I think John and Jason Farkas, he's another new employee, is working out of the Phoenix office. I'm pretty sure they're both in the office now, and they're, you know, John, they're both doing a hell of a job there. So give them a call. They're knowledgeable on these investments, and they're there. They're on the, you know, West Coast, the time zone, so I'm sure they're there, ready to take your calls. And also, again, we have another smaller office up in Medford, Oregon. Will Reichman is up there and doing a fine job. He's been with me for a while. All the phone numbers of all these offices, all the people that work for Euro-Pacific Capital, they're on our website. You know, you can go to the website, you can look at the offices, the company is growing. You know, I'm getting calls every day now from brokers around the country wanting to know if I'll open up a branch office in their community. You know, it's interesting, the word is starting to get out, and people, other brokers are contacting me because when they visit my site or they read something that I wrote or, you know, and all of a sudden they find somebody else that is saying what they're saying. I mean, there's a few of us out there, but most people in Wall Street, everybody is, you know, a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And, you know, we're the only square hole. And some of these pegs are finding me. And so we might be expanding. I mean, there's a lot of people now that are wanting to give their clients the proper advice and want to be, you know, freed up from the restrictions placed upon them by mainstream brokerage firms who are not giving the right investment advice to their clients. They're still looking at these cookie cutter, you know, asset allocations, and they're not bothering to understand that all these assets that they're allocating have one fatal flaw, and that they're all in the U.S. dollar. And these guys have got to pull their heads out from under their textbooks and realize that they got to invest internationally, that all the investments that the textbooks say are risky are actually safe, and that all the investments that their textbooks say are so safe are the riskiest places you could be. And unfortunately, for most of their clients, a mainstream Wall Street is not going to come to this realization until it's too late. But, you know, we are helping our clients make the right decisions in time. See, that's the big problem with Wall Street and the media and the government. They never tell you about a crisis before it happens, when you actually have some time to do something about it. They only do it. They only talk about it after the fact, when there's nothing you can do, right? When did they have all the investigations of the brokerage firms about the dot-coms, and when did they investigate all the WorldComs and the Enrons? Once they were bankrupt. I mean, they didn't do anything when the stocks were still high flyers and you still had a chance to get out of them with your money. No, they wait till the collapse has already occurred, and then they try to figure out who to point a finger at. But meanwhile, none of that does any good for anybody except the lawyers who were involved in the suits, because the people who could have been helped, who could have been warned from investing in these things in the first place, they never got warned. Not by the mainstream media or the government, but they were warned by me. They were warned by a little firm like Euro Pacific Capital. I spent all of 1998, 1999 cold calling people, telling them to sell their stocks, telling them that they were involved in a Ponzi scheme and they were going to go broke if they stayed in the stock market. And very few people, percentage-wise, believe me. Those who did are still with me today, and they're financially far, far better off than the people who ignored my voice of reason out of the wilderness, and who chose to tune me out and because they didn't want to admit what I was saying. And as I said, the only similarities that I find today have to do with people who own residential real estate, and they don't want to hear the truth either. Now, just like the people who were speculating in the stock market in the 1990s didn't want to hear that maybe they were putting their faith in a fraud, people who are buying residential real estate are doing the same thing. They're tuning out. It's cognitive dissonance. They don't want to hear anything that contradicts their fantasy of getting rich by owning residential real estate. And but this time it's a lot bigger. I mean, it's the whole U.S. economy. It's not just an investment asset. It's not just that the real estate bubble is going to burst. The whole American economy is going to suffer. The whole way of life, what it means to be an American, the American standard of living is going to change dramatically for the worse, because all this time we have gutted our industrial capacity. We are not producing. We're a nation of consumers and borrowers, but you need to be a nation of producers and savers. Those are the rich people. Rich people save and produce. Poor people borrow and consume. And we're living like rich people, but we're acting like poor people. And pretty soon reality is going to catch up to the fantasy life that we're living in. And Americans are going to realize that being an American today is not what it was to be an American in the 1950s or 1960s or 1970s, because we're not that country anymore. We're not this free, prosperous country with high savings rates, producing all kinds of consumer goods that everybody around the world wants. That's not what America is today. America is a country of people looking for a government handout when a natural disaster happens. We're not producing. We're just consuming. We're indulging ourselves. We're setting nothing aside. It's a fantasy. And unfortunately, reality is about to rear its head. And, what you want to make sure is when that happens, at the very least, right, take precautions. Protect your wealth. Protect the purchasing power of your savings, so that when all the other Americans go broke, at least you've got something. You've got some assets, some wealth to set you apart from the average American, who's going to be completely devastated by this financial hurricane. It's certainly a Category 5, and if the scale went any higher, that's what it would be. And so people need to, seek higher ground. Don't just sit there and wait for the storm surge to flood you out. And the higher ground that you're going to seek is going to be abroad, is going to be in foreign assets, is going to be in the types of stocks that we are helping our clients to invest in, and in physical precious metals, and in other non-U.S. dollar, non-U.S. correlated investments. That's what people really need to focus on and understand that time to do this is running out. I mean, it hasn't run out completely, but if you're listening to this show for the first time, go on my website. Go to www.europac.net, and you can listen to a year's worth of my radio shows. I've been doing this for over a year. They're all on there. Go back and listen to what I was saying a year ago, right? Listen to all the episodes and try to find anything that was wrong. And anybody who had followed any of the advice that I have been given out for the last year is substantially better off for having done it, whether it was for gold, whether it was for the dollar, whether it was for energy, you know, whatever I've been talking about, it's been happening. Now, it's not too late to take advantage of this stuff, but, you know, the longer you wait, the less you're going to buy for your dollar, right? The dollar is a depreciating asset, and at the rate at which it's decaying is going to be accelerating. And so the longer you wait to get rid of your dollars, the less stuff you're going to be able to purchase with them. So the less of your wealth is going to be left to protect. And one day, the dollar is going to drop so much that it's going to be pointless to try to preserve any wealth because there won't be any wealth left to preserve. So people just really need to act. And again, give us a call. You know, give any of our offices a call and talk about it. You know, if you haven't set up an account, you know, let's at least get a dialogue going so we can try to help you. And I've said, you know, worst case scenario, you know, what if I'm wrong, right? What if Peter Schiff is wrong and this dire scenario doesn't pan out? So you've got yourself a portfolio of good quality, high dividend paying foreign assets. What's wrong with that? You know, the U.S. economy hasn't collapsed in the last 5 years, but that portfolio has outperformed the U.S. portfolio by a considerable margin over that period of time. So I could be wrong, and these investments can still work out extremely well. But on the other side of the coin, what if I'm right and you don't do anything? If I'm right and you ignore this advice, you go broke. So the bottom line is the cost of my being right and you doing nothing far outweighs the risks of my being wrong and you following my advice. So you got to weigh those risk rewards and you got to make a decision. Anyway, the telephone lines are still open. Give me a call. The number to call toll-free to ask a question or make a comment is 888-678-9597, 888-678-9597. Now, the San Francisco Money Show is coming up, and the San Francisco Money Show is going to be on October 14th through the 16th. Up in San Francisco, October 14th to the 16th, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing three workshops this time. I mean, I'm doing my one main presentation and then two more, and also they are going to be featuring me in a special bull versus bear debate. This is going to be fun if you can make it. A special bull versus bear debate. I believe it's on the first Friday evening of the conference. It's Saturday evening. It's on Saturday evening, the second day of the conference, between me and Joe Battipaglia. And it should be one hell of a debate. It's just me and Joe, and I promise you, he's never heard anything like me. And, you know, when he goes on CNBC or he goes on Fox, he gets a bunch of softballs. People, you know, kiss up to him. That's not going to happen with me. And he's going to have a tough time handling what I've got to say and defending his bullish case. So it should be a very, very interesting debate. I think just that bull versus bear debate would be worth the price of the ticket and the hotel. The seminar itself, the Money Show seminar, is free. And if you haven't been to San Francisco, it's a great city. It's a great city to visit. You know, great city to live in. It's one of the most unique, charming American cities that we have. This is a chance to take a tax deductible, in many cases, vacation in San Francisco, city by the sea, and to get a chance to meet with Peter Schiff. Also, we're going to have two of our brokers, John Catalfio from the Phoenix office, will be there, and also one of our newer brokers, Paul Biocchi, who's now working in Newport Beach, California. He will be making his first appearance at the Money Show. So it's going to be good. And if you've never been to the Money Show, again, this is a great time to come. If you've been to one, you know, come in. You can register for the San Francisco Money Show on my website at www.europac.net. Just go to the scheduled appearances and then go for the San Francisco Money Show. Register, and it's free, and we'll see you there. we might try to organize another one of these client-only seminars, like the one that we had in Washington D.C. I just remembered that. I'll try to work on that tomorrow because that was very well received. The client-only event. Maybe we'll be able to put up another one in San Francisco. But again, I'm having three separate workshops, so that might be enough. But we'll look into that as well. But anyway, make sure, and if you're going to go to it, register on our website, www.europac.net, and come to the Money Show. And certainly, if you live in the Bay Area, you know, take a drive down. You know, the best day to be there would be on that Saturday, because I've got two workshops on that Saturday, and then I've got the presentation, the debate, Bull Bear debate on Saturday night. The last workshop is on the following Sunday. But if you're just going to be there for one day, come in for Saturday. That's going to be the best. That's going to be the best day there. Anyway, really quickly, I'd like to just take a pause again, play the commercial, how to get a hold of us at Euro Pacific Capital, and we'll pick up the program for the final segment.
Euro Pacific Capital is an independent brokerage firm on a mission to inform its client base and prospective clients about economic and market events that could affect their financial security. Euro Pacific Capital seeks to provide solutions which are intended to provide safety, not risk. Solutions designed to protect our clients and their families from the U.S. government and its inflationary practices. The time to act is now, while you still have the opportunity to get your money out of the dollar. It's legal to do so, and after a consultation with one of Euro Pacific's brokers, you will understand how this decision could ensure your financial security. We offer a full array of services ranging from retirement and trust accounts to complete financial planning, checking accounts with or without debit cards, and life insurance, even annuities. With our independent, no-nonsense investment advice that's a cut above the run-of-the-mill commentary that is passed for research for far too long on Wall Street, we suspect investors will find a home at Euro Pacific Capital.
Okay. Well, gold over the break. I checked gold again. It's at a new high, 477.30, almost at 480 for the December contract, the front month that everybody trades. I wouldn't be surprised to see us trading above 480 tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen by Friday. And, you know, I think the way that gold is moving, you know, a lot of people who have been nervous about a stock market crash have thought that, you know, gold stocks or gold would also go down. And they base that on what happened to gold and gold mining stocks in the 1987 stock market crash. And I think the opposite is going to happen this time. And I think because so many people have been fearful, right, of a stock market crash. You see, what happened in 1987, there were still a lot of people that held gold and gold stocks as an insurance against a stock market decline. And what happened is, when the stock market did decline, you had a lot of people trying to cash in on those insurance policies all at the same time. So the stock market crashed, people looked to sell their gold and their gold stocks to cash in on what was supposed to do well during a stock market crash. Well, everybody trying to sell their insurance at the same time, and the insurance crash as well. Well, this time around, you have very few mutual funds or pension funds or hedge funds that have hedged with gold. So instead of people looking to sell gold when the market collapses, now you're going to have people looking to buy it. You're going to have people who have been holding off on buying gold because they wanted to buy after a market crash. They thought, well, why buy gold stocks? They'll crash along with the market. I'll buy after the crash. So this time around, rather than people owning gold and old gold stocks in preparation for a market crash, you now have people who don't own those stocks because they're afraid of what might happen to them in a crash. So I think it's a very opposite situation. Also, remember, in 1987, when the stock market crashed, interest rates were way up around 8.5%, 9%. And, you know, so interest rates were high. The Fed was more aggressive against inflation and bringing it down. Now you've got a situation where interest rates are very, very low, and the Fed is not going to have the ability to dramatically reduce rates. In fact, rates are going to have to keep on rising, and inflation is really on the upswing. So I think it's very different this time than it was in 1987. I think the technical picture is very different. I think gold and gold stocks are poised for significant moves higher. And again today, we saw this. We saw weakness in the stock market. The Dow was down over 100 points at one point today. But gold stocks were up all day, and gold never looked back. So gold and gold stocks are kind of decoupled from the market. Also, remember, back in 1987, You had stocks like Placer Dome and Barrick Gold that were part of the S&P 500. There's only one gold stock now in the S&P 500, just one. That's Newmont Mining. That's the only stock out of 500 stocks. There's one gold stock in there. So, you know, there's very little exposure in this sector in the broader market and the indices. And so when the markets crash, the gold stocks shouldn't go down with them. So I think it's going to be different. I think you really want to be prepared. I think you want to be in these stocks and not looking to buy them. And you want to be in precious metals, not waiting to buy it because you think a stock market collapse might precipitate a collapse in gold or gold stocks. I don't think that's the way it's going to play out this time. Anyway, we've got Tony on hold from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Tony.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
You just don't know how happy I am to just fall into your shortwave program. Don't ask me why I never hit your website, because my buddy and I just can't wait for your articles to come out on different sites that I guess you know that your articles appear. I read your last article concerning the government and gold. I can't remember specifically about that article or your other articles because I read so much that they all sort of like float together, but we just wait, anxiously await your comments. And my buddy remembers you. I guess he was some type of a real estate investor. No, a stock market investor, and he remembers your name. And I just want you to know that there are a lot of people out there, I'm sure, that follow you. They just don't realize the importance of hitting your website. Don't ask me why I never hit your website. I have no idea. I just hit it today for the first time because I ran into you on the shortwave radio. Keep up the good work and your comments and your commentaries and your analysis.
If you're reading my commentary on some of these websites, all those websites put links to my website.
No, wait a minute. Yes, I do. Don't ask me why I've never done it. I guess I just get so much involved in reading that I didn't realize. I don't usually go to the websites unless something just cues me, and I was just going different frequencies tonight on the shortwave, and I says, oh, my gosh, this can't be the same Peter that I read. Is it just on Wednesdays that you're on?
No, I'm on every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 Pacific. They rebroadcast the show on Sunday on a different frequency. I forget. It's on my website. It tells you the frequency for the rebroadcast. But also, I've got all my shows that I've ever done. I only started doing it a little over a year ago. But on my website, they're all there. So you can listen.
I see that. I'm on your website now. I just can't believe what I've been missing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on there. You can also get my most recent appearance on Bloomberg TV is on there. My two recent appearances on CNBC. I was on Squawk Box, and I was on a closing call. You can watch all those things on there.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
The important thing is to become a client.
Well, help. I have to look into that, too, because I think a lot of you, what you have to say, and my buddy's the one that recognized you. I didn't recognize your name. I wasn't a stock market investor, but he recognized your name, and he looked forward to your comments every time they appear on the web. And I just want you to know, people might not be calling in, but if they're hitting the same sites I'm hitting, let me tell you, they got to be just waiting for your next commentary, because you're super, and I never even heard of you before. I mean, by that I mean, you know, I've been reading you for a long time, but I just never got onto your site, and I didn't know anything about you before that.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board as a listener. I hope we can get you on board as a client. That's the goal. Open up an account with us, but you know, keep listening on shortwave. Tell your friends about us.
Yes, I will.
You know, you can get started. You know, on all these commentaries, I've been pointing to my research report on the powerful case for investing in foreign equities.
Yes.
And you can download that report on my site. Anybody listening, you can download that report directly from its own website, researchreport1.com. Just spell it out, researchreport1.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can get my special research report.
Okay.
On the powerful case for investing in foreign equities, researchreport1.com.
I certainly will do that, and I tell you, it's my pleasure to talk to you, and I want you to know I'm sure you're being read by probably close to a million, over a million, I'm sure.
But there's not a million people smart enough to be on those gold websites.
Don't you think so? Geez, I hope so. I hope I'm not a loner here.
I don't even know if there's a million Americans who can read. But
thank you very much for everything you've done for me.
By the time a million people are reading my commentaries, hopefully I'll be smart enough to sell some of my stuff.
I understand. And I'm going to tell my buddy about this, too, the website, so he can hit it as well.
All right, great. Well, appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
To having you as a client.
Okay, so long now.
All right, Tony. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that the show is reaching new people. How about that? The guys just switching through the shortwave and happen to hear my voice. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that this thing, I've been doing this show for over a year, and I'm just hoping it catches on, you know, through word of mouth, that people just tell other people, which is why if you're listening to this program on shortwave, you know, tell people about it. You know, if you've got some buddies, you know, you're on the internet, you have some friends, send them an email. Let people know that this show is on, either the internet or shortwave. I mean, try to spread the word out there to try to get more and more people to tune in and to hear the truth. You know, we call the show Wall Street Unspun, and what I'm trying to do every week is unspin all the propaganda. But it's not just for investors. I mean, sure, I want investors to listen to the program Savers because I want to pick up clients. But, you know, even if people don't have money to invest, they need to listen to the program so that they can understand what's going on in the world, what's going on in the country. And, I want as many Americans as possible to understand these problems so that when this collapse happens, they don't buy the government's nonsense and propaganda as to why it happened. Because you know there's going to be all kinds of scapegoating and all kinds of finger pointing, and we want to have as many Americans to be educated enough to know when they're hearing bull. And so they don't get conned by the government spin doctors on all this. So people need to wake up to what's going on and understand, because we need as many educated Americans as well as solvent Americans, which is why we need our Americans to get their money out of the country now and out of the dollar so they can bring it back as possible. And so this program is going to help educate people, because there's so much misinformation out there, not only just on the financial programs, right, but just on political talk shows and radio talk and in the news. I mean, there's very few people out there other than myself. I mean, there are some, but there are very few that are really telling the truth. And so this is one of the media where people can hear it. And fortunately, for the internet and for shortwave, because if it wasn't for those types of, you know, non-mainstream media, I mean, the only time you can hear me would be occasionally, you know, on a mainstream radio talk show or on one of these financial channels like Bloomberg or CNBC that do have me on occasionally for 5 or 10 minutes. But, you know, really that's not enough to do much. I mean, you get a soundbite in there, but you really can't educate people. You can't really get into a lengthy discussion of these problems in a 5 or 10 minute segment, especially when you're sharing it in many cases with several other people, several other guests who are on the program at the same time as you. So really, maybe I get a minute, you know, a minute and a half to talk, and you really can't get much in that time period. But in any event, the lines are still open. We might have a chance for one more call. I think we're coming into about the last 8 minutes. But if you want to try to get a call in before we're off the air, the telephone number to call toll-free is 888-678-9597, 888-678-9597. Well, the big news, you know, over the next couple of days is likely to be, continue to be what's happening in the gold market, what's happening in the energy market, and will the stock market finally cave in? The dollar, too, you know, it surprised me. The dollar's been trading, you know, kind of up and down for the last few weeks, but it really hasn't dropped precipitously. And it's very surprising that that's been the case. I mean, given what's going on, given the prospects for this big deficit spending and the economic damage from the hurricanes and the Bush administration, it should be falling. And I think one of the reasons it's not is because a lot of the safe haven money that for a while was going into foreign currencies like the euro or the Swiss franc is now going into gold. I think gold is taking up a lot of that buying. But I think once currency traders or people around the world take a step back and they really look at this big surge in the price of gold, that is very, very negative for the dollar. I mean, sure, it's negative for all currencies, but it's negative for the dollar more than any, because it's the dollar that people really look at against gold. And if the dollar is the world's reserve currency and it's losing ground versus gold, there's a problem with it. The fact that the dollar isn't the recipient of flight to quality money gold is, shows that there's been a big change in the way the world perceives the dollar and the way the world perceives gold. And we are the one country that has the most to lose from a loss of confidence in paper currency, because we run this huge trade deficit and we depend on the world's confidence in our paper money so that they'll be willing to exchange it and accept for all the real goods that they produce and send to us. Anyway, we have actually two more callers on the line, so let's make them quick. Let's go to Andrew from New York. Go ahead, Andy.
Yes, sir. My grandfather got out while the getting was good in the Ukraine before Stalin killed him off, too, like a lot of our other family members. But one of the things that he passed on to me before he passed away was that gold was the only true medium of exchange, and that eventually, as he saw it, all paper money was worthless. And as even a small child, he explained to me very simply.
That was a famous quote, I think it was von Mises or somebody, that only government can take a valuable commodity like paper, put some ink on it, and render it worthless. Yeah, I mean, gold is real money. Paper, at best, was a money substitute, a currency. And yeah, I mean, gold's been around for 5,000 years, and paper currencies have come and gone, and governments have always printed them into oblivion. And I think that we're in a situation where we could be close to that here with the dollar.
One last thing I should mention is because of some of the things he told me, especially about gold and precious metals and that, yeah, I own 5 metal detectors, 3 land and 2 dive, and I'll tell you, I would never sell any of my pieces because every single one of them has more value when I really need them than so long as I...
Great. Well, appreciate your call. Are you a client of ours?
No, I am not, sir, but I do listen to your show regularly, and I do encourage other people to buy shortwave radio, and one of your shows is one of the shortwave that I'm listening to you on is 5075 right now at the moment, and what I do is I make sure that people have your show's name and the transponder number and all that.
Great.
So,
well, thanks for listening. And check out my website and try to become a client before it's too late.
As I always said to myself, I'm sure you'll agree.
Okay. And let me go to the last caller, Sandy from Texas. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hello. Well, I have been a devotee of the metals since before there was any such thing as internet or any of that stuff. And I have regarded the gold and silver the same way as that previous caller you had just now.
Well, I hope you're nowhere near the Gulf Coast over there in Texas.
Nowhere near the Gulf Coast, up in the hills.
Oh, so you're in some high ground.
Yes.
Yeah, well, good. Well, you sound like you've been around for a while, and you understand the reasons to own gold. A lot of younger Americans just put all their faith in government, don't understand.
Oh, I get the impression that the Americans don't know how to manage money at all.
Yep, well, a whole lot of people are about to be...
They don't know how to handle money. What it's for. They just go and get busted.
Yes. Well, thanks for listening, Sandy, and if you're not a client, please visit our website at www.europac.net or give us a call at 800-727-7922. We'd love to bring you on board and help you protect your wealth.
Well, those numbers you span off there so fast, I don't have anything except my pen to use to record them.
Well, it's 800.
800?
727.
727.
7922.
7922. And when can that be reached?
Right now. I bet there's people there. That's the California office.
Oh, I see.
All right, well, thanks for calling. We're running into the last minute, so I hate to cut you off, but we're running out of time. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Anyway, that's it. We're into the last minute, so I thank everybody once again for spending an hour with me. The hours always go quick. I'll be back again next week. We'll be talking, I'm sure, about the damage, or hopefully it's minimal, but whatever happens from Hurricane Rita, and we'll talk, we'll see what the president and the Congress, what kind of money they're going to throw at this one. But anyway, I'll be here again, same time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget to download the research report at researchreport1.com. Visit me online at www.europac.net. That's www.europac.net. And call us toll-free, 800-727-7922. We'll see you again, or talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.